الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى abundantly the way He deserves to be praised. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send His blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We will resume the discussion on Surah Maryam. We are currently at ayah number 73. تفضل يا مصعب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أي الفريقين خير مقاما وأحسن نديا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هم أحسن أثاثا ورئيا.
Barakallahu feek. And when our verses are recited to them as clear evidences, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, which of our two parties is best in position and best in association? Allah says, and how many a generation have we destroyed before them who were better in possessions and outward appearance? The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, ay, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ الْكُفَّارِ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When our clear evidences are recited upon these disbelievers, أي واضحات الدلالة على وحدانية الله وصدق رسله, meaning those, what is intended by clear evidences, meaning they're clearly expressive of the oneness of Allah and the truthfulness of His messengers. توجب لمن سمعها صدق الإيمان وشدة الإيقان. And it necessitates and makes it compulsory upon the one who hears it, truthfulness in faith and reaching the highest level of certainty. قابلوها بضد ما يجب لها. They met that clear evidence and they reciprocated it with the opposite of what is expected. واستهزأوا بها وبمن آمن بها. Rather, they wind up mocking it and mocking the people who believe in it. As the disbelievers today, always say, how do you, atheists, they say to the Muslims, how do you believe in these fairy tales? Like, do you really believe in Adam and Eve? Do you really believe that there's paradise in the life to come? Do you really believe that there's hellfire? They actually mock us. They think that we have lost the plot when they have never found the plot for them to lose it to begin with, because they're so lost, they are plotless. And we have the whole plot, alhamdulillah, in its intricacies, in its detail, in its complexity, its beauty. We know the whole plot and we're acting accordingly. وَاسْتَدَلُّوا بِحُسْنِ حَالِهِمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَلَى أَنَّهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Pay attention to this one also. And they used their good condition, their comfortable status in this worldly life as an evidence that they are superior to the believers, right? They see, look, if we were really so far off and so wrong, then why do we have this? Why does God give us sustenance? Why do we have cars and homes and, properties and so on and so forth? فَقَالُوا مُعَارِدِينَ لِلْحَقِّ. So they said in opposition to the truth, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَيْ نَحْنُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, meaning us and the believers, or the believers and us, or us and the believers. خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا أَيْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَتَفَوُّقِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, meaning who is in a better status in terms of the abundance of wealth and children and also having more access to desires. وَأَحْسَنَ نَدِيَّ أَيْ مَجْلِسًا, meaning who is better in his gathering. أي فاستنتجوا من هذه المقدمة الفاسدة بسبب أنهم أكثر مالا وولدا. So they deduced from this false introduction based on the fact that they have more wealth and more children. وقد حصلت لهم أكثر مطالبهم من الدنيا, and the fact that they have attained most of the things that they have desired in this dunya. ومجالسهم وأنديتهم مزخرفة مزوقة, and their gatherings and their the clubs that they attend are decorated and adorned. والمؤمنون بخلاف هذه الحال, while the believers are in the opposite condition, فهم خير من المؤمنين, therefore they must be better than the believers. وهذا دليل في غاية الفساد. The Sheikh said this evidence is as corrupt as it gets. وهو من باب قلب الحقائق. It falls under the concept of turning the tables around. Turning the tables around, meaning overturning the facts. وإلا فكثرة الأموال والأولاد وحسن المنظر كثيرا ما يكون سببا لهلاك صاحبه وقشقائه وشره. Actually, the abundance of wealth and children and that great appearance is often a reason for the destruction of its possessor and his wretchedness and his evil. ولهذا قال تعالى, that's what Allah says, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا أي مَتَاعًا مِنْ أَوَانٍ وَفُرُشٍ وَبُيُوتٍ وَزَخَارِفٍ. How many nations before them have we destroyed who were better in terms of their utensils, in terms of their beds, in terms of their homes and their adornments. وَرِئْيَا أي أَحْسَنُ مَرْأَى وَمَنْظَرًا مِنْ غَضَارَةِ الْعَيْشِ وَسُرُورِ لَذَّاتِ وَحَسْنِ الصُّوَرِ. And better in terms of the better in terms of appearance, meaning the appearance of their homes and the beauty and the enjoyment of life and the delight of the dunya. فَإِذَا كَانَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُهْلَكُونَ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُمْ أَثَاثًا وَرِئْيَا. If those who are destroyed are better than them in terms of appearance and in terms of homes and properties, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعْهُمْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ حُلُولِ الْعِقَابِ بِهِمْ, and that did not prevent them from the punishment befalling them, فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهُمْ أَقَلُّ مِنْهُمْ وَأَذَلُّ مُعْتَصِمِينَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. How is it then that those people right now who will be less, who are less than the previous nations, meaning if the previous nations who actually were better than the kuffar of Quraysh, so the kuffar of Quraysh were complaining and saying, Prophet ﷺ, look man, we are in better condition than you. Tamam? Allah saying, have they not seen that there were nations before them that were better than them? Meaning the current contemporary kuffar, the old kuffar were better in a better situation than the contemporary one. And the fact that they had more wealth and better vision, better appearance, that didn't prevent them from being punished. Then what about those ones who are in a lesser position? They have less things to defend them. And in spite of that, how do they expect to be saved from the punishment? أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Are your disbelievers better than the previous ones, or do you have a special concession and a special innocence in the scripture? وَعُلِمَ مِنْ هَذَا أَنَّ الْإِسْتِدْلَالَ عَلَى خَيْرِ الْآخِرَةِ بِخَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَفْسَدِ الْأَدِلَّةِ وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ طُرُقُ الْكُفَّارِ. We learn from this that a person using their worldly status, the khair that they have, the people saying that because of the worldly possession I have, this means that I will have a success in the life to come, is among the most false types of deductions, and it is from the methodology of the disbelievers. Meaning no one should say, look man, because I have this, then that means I am saved on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Similarly, we've said, just to give you something you can relate to, just because someone has a huge following, just because they have a million, 2 million, 3 million, this should not let that person feel, it should not let his followers feel, and no one should think that, oh, this is a sign that Allah has accepted from them and that they are accepted in the ummah and therefore they are guaranteed and they're saved and they are upon the truth. Nope, it does not work this way. It's actually the same exact concept, and this analogy fits 100%, the glove. The glove fits the hand 100%. You cannot use anything that you have now as a proof or an indication that you will have it similarly in the life to come. You cannot. It does not work this way. It does not work this way. So we said the criteria is quite different. طيب تفضل يا مصعب.
قل من كان في الضلالة فليمدد له الرحمن مدا حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا.
بارك الله فيك. Say, whoever is in error, let the most merciful extend for him an extension in wealth and time until when they see that which they were promised, either punishment in this world or the hour, meaning the day of resurrection, they will come to know who is worst in position and weaker in soldiers. And weaker in soldiers. The Sheikh says, لما ذكر دليلهم الباطل الدال على شدة عنادهم وقوة ضلالهم. After Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their false evidence that indicates the extreme stubbornness and the strength of their misguidance. أخبر هنا أن من كان في الضلالة, Allah says that whoever right now is in the state of misguidance, بأن رضيها لنفسه, meaning he is pleased with misguidance for himself, وسعى فيها, and he strove and made an effort in that direction, فإن الله يمده منها ويزيده فيها حبا. Allah المستعان. Be careful, be careful. حبا. That Allah will increase and extend to this person and will give them more love to the deviants that they have chosen. And this is one of the most powerful messages that you need to understand in the relationship between you and Allah and in the dynamics of iman and guidance and misguidance. The Shaykh says, عُقُوبَةً لَهُ عَلَى اخْتِيَارِهَا عَلَى الْهُدَى, because that person has selected that over misguidance. What does that mean? That means that when the Shia and the Sufis and the Ash'aris and the Maturidis and the Mu'tazilites and the Kharijites and all of these deviant denominations within Islam, when they've already selected for themselves the path of deviance, they've already turned away from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they turned away from the righteous predecessors' methodology in approaching the textual evidences and adhering to them. Once they've made that selection of going in another direction, سبيل غير سبيل الله غير سبيل المؤمنين, a path other than the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other than the path of the believers, as Allah says, نوليه ما تولى, then we will let them take that path. We will let them take that path. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, and we will let them attain the hellfire where an evil abode. So once you've made that selection, then Allah Azza wa Jal will increase those people in their path, and He will increase their love for the deviance that they're upon as a punishment for their pre-selection and for their turning away from the truth. فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Haha, in Surah As-Saff. So when they turned away, Allah causes their hearts to turn away. And remember that brother who had the question about the inclination. Huh? When they turned away, Allah caused their hearts to turn away. So, and what happens is the people then now here, they develop this kind of sensationalism and this kind of obsession with their ways, their deviant ways, and they fall in love with them even further to the point that they become more distant than the truth than ever before. What does that lead them to do? That leads them to now start violating and transgressing against others who don't see things the way they see them. So the term Wahhabi came around. And the term, you know, Salafis and Madkhalis and all that stuff started coming out. And until now, I was replying to a comment with this one person named John Al-Diriti, whatever his name is. This dude says, these people are so crazy. Wallah al-Azim, they're so crazy. I really think they should visit and submit themselves to a mental institute and get treated, like medically treated. Because you must be out of your last brain cell to come and say, this person is a Zionist who was supported by Zionism and his payroll is from this government and he's put there on purpose. Yani they gave me all the tools and the means and the thing to misguide the people. They say this as though they were like, we were all in a gathering, right? I was sitting with those entities that have paid me my payroll, right? They gave me the money, huh? Not Samsung, not my job. No. I'm getting paid by these different, governments that have all these hidden agendas. They come and sit with me. And those people, mashallah, tabarakallah, they were with us in the same room in a meeting that never took place, right? And they observed and witnessed. Aha, now we know where he's getting paid from. Okay. That Wahhabi, Madri Esh. And then they come on my channel, mashallah, tabarakallah, with full confidence. No fear of Allah. No concern about Yawm al-Qiyamah. No concern about slandering. Nothing. They come and make declarative sentences of this nature. I tell you, I said, bro, you're going to have to meet Allah and we both have to meet Allah with this. And I'm going to be there, man. And I'm going to get my right for the slander. He said, yeah, I can say the same thing to you. Yeah, you cannot say the same thing to me because I didn't say anything about you. Even when we differ with these people, I differ with Imran Hussein, and I differ with Yasir Qadi, and I cannot come and comfortably say, yeah, those are agents of X or Y, and they're trying to use them to mislead the people. I can't. It's such a dangerous accusation to make. It's such a great slander to make. In spite of me not seeing with things eye to eye with them 100%, we're on two opposite sides of the spectrum. I cannot come and say that those are agents with no proof, just based on my presumption and analysis of their da'wah. It's a dangerous thing. But when people are so deviant and so in love with their deviance and so obsessed with their people, they will come and comfortably call anyone who calls to us, to the other da'wah, to become, you know, agents of Zionism, and we're this and we're that, and the government supplies us with money. Ya Sheikh, Allahu Akbar. Time will tell. And Yawm al-Qiyamah is where all will be presented before Allah. And I warn you, everybody who runs his mouth, hold back, ya Sheikh. Hold back for your own good, wallah. When I come and speak about another speaker, let's just say, first of all, I'm qualified. It's my job. I give da'wah. I've been doing it for many years. Let's just say that I'm qualified, inshallah. Second of all, akhi, I give you evidence. I've never just said anything about someone for the sake of it. Until now, people ask me, what about Fulan? I say, I don't know Fulan. Can we listen to this guy? I don't know this guy. I cannot say don't listen to him. You understand? But when I speak about other individuals, it's based on things that they've said in public. And based on what they've said in the public, we're making public clarification. As for you, who are trying to put on the same hat, you don't have anything. Except you watch a video, you don't like the title, and you start slandering. Yeah, help yourself. Help yourself, because Yawm al-Qiyamah is a big deal. We discussed that yesterday. Go back to the class. طيب. أي قال تعالى فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم. As I said, when their hearts turned away, when they turned away, I'm sorry, Allah caused their hearts to turn away. Look at the other ayah. ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. These are the ayat that can be used to prove that when the people turn away from the path of Allah, then they will go further astray from the path. And Allah will allow them to go there as a punishment for their choices. And we will turn their hearts around and their vision, just like they did not believe in it the first time. And we will leave them in their transgression, wandering and lost. So just as when the truth was presented, and many disbelievers, by the way, fall into this category, huh? Many of your fellow Christians, fellow Jews, fellow atheists, you say, man, I've been giving this person da'wah for 5, 10, 15 years, man, it doesn't register, huh? That's because they had already been exposed to the truth once, and Allah knew from them that they don't want to accept the truth, and they wanted to reject the truth, and they did reject the truth. They turned away, khalas. Now, whether Allah would like to guide them, whether Allah would guide them afterwards, that's Allah's business with His creation. Whether they have a change of heart and they decide that they don't want to be as corrupt as they have been living, then Allah Azza wa Jal will guide those who seek guidance. Those who seek guidance, Allah Azza wa Jal will guide them. But if they just want to continue to fool around, then they will be allowed to fool around as much as they want. That's why we have to be careful, my brothers and sisters. When we get exposed to the truth, when the truth hits you, don't hit it back. When the truth hits you, take that hit. And let it knock you out. And wake up in the state of submission. Don't try to be Mike Tyson and fight it back. Because you fight back the truth, then that truth will never hit you again. Then you'll be fighting with falsehood for the rest of your life. Just swinging left and right like a blind man who's being attacked by people from all around. He has no idea what he's doing. Wallah, it's a serious matter. حتى إذا رأوا أي القائلون until when they see those who said that أي الفريقين خير مقاما وأحسن نديا ما يوعدون إما العذاب بقتل أو غيره. So until they see what they promised, those who said that earlier statement, either either death, they'll be killed or otherwise. وأما الساعة التي هي this of course in the context of them being fought against at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام التي هي باب الجزاء على الأعمال or the hour which was the gateway for being recompensed for your deeds. فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا. Then they will know who is in a worse position and weaker in terms of soldiers. أي فَحِينَ إِذٍ يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُمْ بُطْلَانُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أو بُطْلَانُ دَعْوَاهِمْ. Then they will get to know the falsehood of their call. وأنها دعوة مضمحلة, and that it is a da'wah, an invitation, a call that is destined to perish. وتيقنون أنهم أهل الشر, أهل الشر وأضعف جندا, that they will become certain that they are the people of evil and those with the weaker soldiers. ولكن لا يفيدهم هذا العلم شيئا, however that knowledge will benefit them in absolutely nothing. لأنه لا يمكنهم الرجوع إلى الدنيا فيعملون غير عملهم الأول, because they will not be able to go back to the dunya and then therefore do deeds other than the original deeds. تفضل يا مصعب.
ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا.
And Allah increases those who were guided in guidance, and the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for recourse. لما ذكر أنه يمد للظالمين في ضلالهم, after Allah mentioned that He will extend for the oppressors, He will extend for them their deviation. ذكر أنه يزيد المهتدين هداية من فضله عليهم ورحمته. Allah mentioned that He will increase the guided people with more guidance out of His bounty upon them and His mercy. والهدى يشمل العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. And العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. And guidance encompasses beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds. فكل من سلك طريقا في العلم والإيمان والعمل الصالح, whosoever then treads a path of knowledge and faith and righteous deeds, زاده الله منه. Allah will increase that person in that. وسهله عليه. Allah will facilitate that affair for him. ويسره له, Allah will make it easy for him. ووهب له أمورا أخر لا تدخل تحت كسبه, and Allah will grant him even more things that don't even fall under his earnings. وفي هذا دليل على زيادة الإيمان ونقصه, and in this there's an evidence that iman increases and decreases, كما قال السلف الصالح, as the righteous predecessors have said. So look at the contrary nature of deviance and guidance. So for the misguided, Allah Azza wa Jal said that yumidduhum in their deviance. And for the believers and the guide, Allah says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَى, and Allah will increase those who have been guided with more guidance. So people chose the wrong path, they will be given utility and ammunition to continue to go in that path of deviance. Whereas those who have selected guidance will be reinforced and given ammunition to continue to go in the path of guidance. And that guidance is materialized in beneficial knowledge and doing good deeds. Beneficial knowledge. A knowledge that will get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A knowledge that you can apply in your life. A knowledge of the Quran and the authentic sunnah. Not the knowledge that the people acquire from academia, they acquire from universities, they acquire via certificates and degrees so they can become PhDs and master's holders and bachelor's holders and madri ish, and then they use this knowledge now to become philosophical and twist your brain and drain you until you have nothing left in you. That is not beneficial knowledge. What certain people put out there, wallahi, is not beneficial knowledge. It is actually a knowledge that will be an enemy for them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So make sure that you are selective in terms of what you learn and why you're learning. It is not about the title that you put before your name. Whether you're a sheikh or a mufti or a doctor, wallahi, those titles don't benefit you anything before Allah. What kind of knowledge are you disseminating to the Muslims? This is what you need to investigate. Are you all about weak narrations and fabricated narrations and collecting any statement from any scholar, whether he's upon guidance or misguidance? This, you know, mumbo jumbo tafsir, for example. Mumbo jumbo tafsir is I can download right now 15 different tafsir of different ulama from all types of schools of thought and all types of theological schools of thought. And I can come here and do a tafsir for you where I give you every word, every madri ish, the Razi said, I don't know who said, Zamakhshari, wa, yani, it's about just collecting information and showing you how much I know than giving you a mumble jumble. So you just get all this stuff in your head and you don't know how to decipher all this information. What's sahih, what's not sahih, what's sound, what's ill, what's sick. You don't know. They call this beneficial knowledge. Oh, mashallah, the brother is very knowledgeable. Not really, Habibi, not really. Knowledge is not just being able to gather a large amount of information. Beneficial knowledge is one that will give you a clear path to Allah. The Sirat al-Mustaqim is detailed and explained and positioned for you just to stand and start moving. Not for you just to collect mass information that will not benefit you before Allah on the last day. ويدل على قوله تعالى ليزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ويدل عليه قوله تعالى. What other evidences prove the fact that iman increases and decreases as there is the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة is the statement of Allah عز وجل ليزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا. So those who believe will be increased in faith. Clear cut in the Quran. Those with iman will have more iman. They will be increased in iman. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And another ayah Allah says, and when the ayat of Allah are recited upon them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it will increase them in iman. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ أَيْضًا الْوَاقَعَ. And another indication about this fact is reality. فَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلُ الْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانُ وَعَمَلُ الْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانُ وَجَوَارِحِ. Iman is the statement of the heart, statement of the tongue, and the action of the heart and the tongue and the limbs. والمؤمنون متفاوتون في هذه الأمور أعظم تفاوت. And the believers have a huge distinction and variation between them in this regard. You see, people are at high level, people are in between, people are low level, and people who are not even there. ثم قال والباقيات الصالحات أي الأعمال الباقيات التي لا تنقطع إذا انقطع غيرها. Meaning the good deeds, the permanent deeds that do not get cut off when other things get cut off. وَلَا تَضْمَحِلُّوا هِيَ الصَّالِحَاتُ مِنَّا. And the ones that don't perish are the good deeds among the deeds that you put forward. مِنْ صَلَاتٍ وَزَكَاتٍ وَصَوْمٍ وَحَجٍ وَعُمْرَ. In regards to salah and zakah and fasting and hajj and umrah وَقِرَاءَ, recitation, وَتَسْبِيح, وَتَكْبِير, وَتَحْمِيد, وَتَهْلِيل. تَسْبِيح saying subhanallah, takbir saying alhamdulillah, saying Allahu Akbar, tahmeed saying alhamdulillah, and tahleel saying la ilaha illallah, wa ihsan ila al-makhluqin, and being dutiful and kind to the creation, wa a'malu qalbiyyatun wa badaniyya, also included are the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs, the physical actions. فهذه الأعمال, all of these good deeds, khayrun 'inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun maradda, it is better in term with your Lord in terms of reward and better in terms of recourse. أي خير عند الله ثوابها وأجرها, meaning better with Allah is its reward and its value. وكثير للعاملين نفعها وردها, and very beneficial for the doers will be the ROI, the return on investment that they will get from these deeds they put forward. وهذا من باب استعمال أفعل التفضيل في غير بابه. This is an example of using أفعل التفضيل في غير بابه in a different context. Because usually when you say خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدَّ خَيْرٌ وَخَيْرِيَّ, when something is better than something, it is usually used from the same صنف, from the same kind. But this is a type where you're making kind of this favoritism, but of a different kind. I'm trying to remember what it's called in English when you say better and worse, or better, best. Oh. Superlative, the superlative form. Now, so it's a type of the superlative form, but in while that which is being compared to is not of the same type. نعم. أين كنت يا أبا مصعب؟ فإنه ما ثم غير الباقيات الصالحات عمل ينفع ولا يبقى لصاحب ثوابه ولا ينجع. Because there's nothing really, no good deed will be beneficial except the righteous deeds. And nothing will remain for its owner in terms of reward or benefit. ومناسبة ذكر الباقيات الصالحات, and the context of mentioning the permanent good deeds that will remain, والله أعلم, and Allah knows best, أنه لما ذكر أن الظالمين جعلوا أحوال الدنيا من المال والولد وحسن المقام ونحو ذلك علامة لحسن حال صاحبها, when the Allah mentioned that the wrongdoers have made their worldly affairs in terms of wealth and children and the good appearance as an indication about their well-being. أخبر هنا أن الأمر ليس كما زعموا. Allah told us here that the matter is not as they claim. بل العمل الذي هو عنوان السعادة ومنشور الفلاح هو العمل بما يحب. The deeds which are the title of happiness and the concept of success, the true concept of success is the deed which is loved by Allah Azza wa Jal and is pleasing to Him. Next, يا مصعب.
أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا كلا سنكتب ما يقول ونمد له من العذاب مدا ونرثه ما يقول ويأتينا فردا.
أحسنت بارك الله فيك. Then have you seen he who disbelieved in our verses and said, I will surely be given wealth and children in the next life? Has he looked into the unseen or has he taken from the most merciful a promise? No, we will record what he says and extend for him the punishment extensively. And we will inherit him in what he mentions, and he will come to us alone. أي فلا تعجب أي أفلا تعجب من حالتي هذا الكافر الذي جمع بين كفره بآيات الله ودعواه الكبيرة أنه سيؤتى في الآخرة مالا وولدا. Are you not amazed in regards to the condition of the disbeliever who brings a relation between his denial of the ayat of Allah and this grandeur claim that he will be given in the life to come wealth and children. أي يكون من أهل الجنة, meaning he will be from the inhabitants of paradise. هذا من أعجب الأمور. This is from among the most amazing of affairs. فلو كان مؤمنا بالله وادعى هذه الدعوة لسهل الأمر. If he was a believer, if he were a believer and he made this claim, it will be يعني it's easy, it's acceptable. At least you have the right tools. وهذه الآية وإن كانت نازلة في كافر معين. This ayah, even though it was revealed in regards to a particular disbeliever, فإنها تشمل كل كافر زعم أنه على الحق. Then, but it actually includes every disbeliever who claims to be upon the truth, وأنه من أهل الجنة, and that he will be from the inhabitants of the paradise. قال الله توبيخا له وتكذيبا. Allah said in reprimanding that person and in belying him. أطلع الغيب أي أحاط علمه بالغيب حتى علم ما يكون. Did his knowledge encompass the unseen so that he knows what will come to pass? وأن من جملة ما يكون أنه يؤتى يوم القيامة مالا وولدا. And that from among the things that will happen is that he will be given on the day of resurrection wealth and children. أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا أنه نائل ما قاله. Or does he have a promise from Allah that he will be given what he said? أي لم يكن شيء من ذلك. Actually, it's neither one of those two. فعلم أنه متقول قائل ما لا علم له به. Then we know that he's just making a false statement. It's a lip service saying that which he has no knowledge of. وهذا التقسيم والترديد في غاية ما يكون من الإلزام وإقامة الحجة. This type of breakdown and repetition is the highest type of cornering your opposition and establishing the proof against him. فإن الذي يزعم أنه حاصل له خير عند الله في الآخرة لا يخلو. Whoever claims that he will have goodness in the life to come with Allah cannot escape one of these two. إما أن يكون قوله صادرا عن علم بالغيوب المستقبلة. Either his statement is based on his knowledge of the futuristic unseen matters. وقد علم أن هذا لله وحده. And we all know that this belongs strictly to Allah. لا أحد يعلم شيئا من المستقبلات الغيبية إلا ما أطلعه الله عليه من رسله. No one knows what will happen of futuristic events except what Allah allowed some of his messengers to know about. You know what Prophet ﷺ telling us, this will happen and that will happen. وإما أن يكون متخذا عهدا عند الله بالإيمان به واتباع رسوله الذين عهد الله لأهله. Or he has a covenant with Allah based on his covenant with Allah that he will believe in Allah and he will follow his messengers, that Allah Azza wa Jal had made a covenant and he made it compulsory on the people. وأوزع أنهم أهل الآخرة. And Allah Azza wa Jal said that these will be the people of the life to come. والناجون الفائزون, and they will be successful ones, the successful ones, the winners. فإذا انتفى هذان الأمران, if he doesn't have that promise either, if both of these matters have been negated, علم بذلك بطلان الدعوة, then you know for sure the invalidity and the falsehood of that call and that claim. Basically, it's an unsubstantiated claim. Anytime you make a claim, you need to substantiate it with evidence. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, produce your evidence if you are truthful. When you make a claim, you need to substantiate the claim with substantial evidence. If you don't have evidence, then it will be rejected and it will go right back in your face. So it's one of those two things. And since neither one of them applies, and you have no evidence for either one of them that shows you that kind of false claim this is. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى كَلَّا أَيْ لَيْسَ الْأَمْرُ كَمَا زَعَمْ فَلَيْسَ لِلْقَائِلِ اطْلَاعَ الْغَيْبِ. No, it is not what he claimed. The speaker has no knowledge of the unseen. لِأَنَّهُ كَافِرٌ لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ عِلْمِ الرَّسَالِ شَيْءٍ. Because he's a disbeliever. He has actually no knowledge of the messenger. He has no knowledge of the message at all. وَلَا اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا. Nor did he take a covenant with Allah, the most merciful, لِكُفْرِهِ وَعَدَمِ إِيمَانِهِ, because of his disbelief and lack of faith. وَلَكِنَّهُ يَسْتَحِقُّ ضِدَّ مَا تَقَوَّلُهُ. However, he does deserve the opposite of what he said. وَإِنَّ قَوْلَهُ مَكْتُوبٌ مَحْفُوظٌ لِيُجَازَ عَلَيْهِ وَيُعَقَبًا. His statement is written down and preserved so that he will be recompensed for it and punished. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. That's what Allah says. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ. We will write down what he says. وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّ. And we will extend for him the punishment. أَيْ نَزِيدَهُ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْعُقُوبَاتِ كَمَزْدَادَ مِنَ الْغَيِّ وَالضَّلَالِ. We will give him more different types of punishments, just like he went overboard in his deviance and his transgression. وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ. أَيْ نَرِثُهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ. Meaning we will inherit his wealth and children. فَيَنْتَقِلُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَرْدًا بِلَا مَالٍ. He will leave this worldly life as an individual without money. وَلَا أَهْلٍ and no family. وَلَا أَنْصَارًا no supporters. وَلَا أَعْوَانٍ and no friends. No friends, no supporters. وَيَأْتِينَ فَرْدًا. He will come to us as an individual. فَيَرَى مِنْ وَخِيمِ الْعِقَابِ مَا هُوَ جَزَاءُ أَمْثَالِهِ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He will see the severity of the punishment, what is deserved, what is suitable to him and his likes from among the wrongdoers. تفضل يا مصعب.
واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا. ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا.
طيب أحسنت. And they have taken besides Allah false deities that they would be for them a source of honor. No, those gods will deny their worship of them and will be against them opponents on the day of judgment. Do you not see that we have sent the devils upon the disbelievers, inciting them to evil with constant incitement? So be not impatient over them. We only count out to them a limited number. The Shaykh says, وَهَذَا مِنْ عُقُوبَةِ الْكَافِرِينَ. This is from among the punishment of the disbelievers. أَنَّهُمْ لَمَّا لَمْ يَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَتَمَسَّكُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ. When they did not hold on to the deen of Allah, and they did not hold on to the rope of Allah. بَلْ أَشْرَكُوا بِهِ وَوَالَوْا أَعْدَاءُهُ مِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Rather, they associate upon us with him, and they made allies with his enemies from among the devils. Excuse me, sallatahum alayhim wa qayyadahum. Allah Azza wa Jalla then sent those shayateen against them so they can chain them. فَجَعَلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينُ تَأُزُّهُمْ إِلَى الْمَعَاصِ أَزًّا. So those devils now started inviting them and inciting them towards sins with major incitement. وَتُزْعِجُهُمْ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ إِزْعَاجًا. It's like they're bothering them so that they can dig deeper for themselves a hole of disbelief. فَيُوَسْوِسُونَ لَهُمْ. So they start whispering to them. وَيُوحُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And they inspire them. ويزينون لهم الباطل and they beautify for them the falsehood ويقبحون لهم الحق and they make the truth ugly for them فيدخل حب الباطل في قلوبهم ويتشربها so much so that the love of falsehood will enter their hearts and absorb it. يعني do you not see the Shia? Have you ever seen anything like those people? A person that Allah gave a brain. A person that Allah gave a brain. On the day of Ashura, you bring a sword or a knife or a whip and you start stabbing your head and you're stabbing yourself and you're afflicting injury upon yourself until you almost bleed to death. Can a human being be dumber than that? Is this the epitome of stupidity? Pretty much. Do they love it? Ooh, they love it. Man, they wait the whole year. They wait the whole year for this day to go berserk, to go crazy. They go crazy. The shayateen will be ta'uzzuhum ila ila al-ma'asi azza. It will be like inciting them to go further into this. Allah sends the shayateen upon them so they can push them in that direction and they find beauty, they find happiness, they find contentment. Otherwise, why would they do it? And the same goes for the Sufis who are dancing in the houses of Allah. Dancing in the house of Allah, ya jama'at al-khair, a Muslim who, the masjid, fi buyutin adhin Allahu an turfa, in houses which Allah gave permission that it will be raised. ويذكر فيها اسمه and his name is remembered therein. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع يذكر فيها يسبح له فيها بالغدو والأصال. His name is being glorified in the morning and the evening. By who? رجال men لا تليهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. They're not distracted. They're not entertained by لَهُ وَلَا تِجَارَةٌ nor entertainment, nor business is distracting them and entertaining them from being in the house of Allah. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ They are afraid of a day in which the hearts and the vision will be turned around. Those people have brought the entertainment. They're not only they're not being distracted by entertainment outside the masjid, they brought the entertainment into the house of Allah. They turned the house of Allah into a church. Church. You go to a church, You're just going to a type of disco. It's more mild. Obviously, you're not going to be, you know, having, it's not a nightclub. But in terms of musical instruments and having a whole chorus and having, you know, singers and what madri ish. Is this a club or a singing club or is this a place of worship? Those Sufis made Islam just like that. And they all, you know, boom. Together, subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, I'm saying things that you've heard me say before, but I'm trying to reason with you. I'm trying to have you see outside of the scope that you've been brought up in, the brainwashing that you've undergone, to the point that you just think we're a bunch of crazy people. Wallahi, we're not crazy, but you need to really wake up and open your eyes. That's how you get misguided. And look, listen to the tafsir of the ulama. When you choose this path, then the truth will become hated by you. You will hate the truth. You will love falsehood. And your heart will take it in and absorb it. فَيَسْعَى فِي سَعْيِ الْمُحَقِّ فِي حَقِّ So the person will become so immersed that he will be making an effort as though he is upon the truth, who's chasing the truth. فَيَنْصُرُهُ بِجُهْدِهِ And then you try to aid, these people try to aid their false causes with all of their efforts. وَيُحَارِبُ عَنْ And he fights against others. وَيُجَاهِدُ أَهْلَ الْحَقِّ فِي سَبِيلِ الْبَطِلِ And he fights against the people of the truth in the pathway of falsehood. وَهَذَا كُلُّهُ All of this, جَزَاءٌ عَلَى لَهُ عَلَى تَوَلِّيهِ مِنْ وَلِيِّهِ وَتَوَلِّيهِ لِعَدُوهِ Allahu Akbar. All this is a recompense and a retribution for having turned away from his true wali, which is Allah, and taking the enemy of Allah as his wali, as his ally. جعل له عليه سلطانا Allah then gave the shaitan over that person sultan, authority. وإلا otherwise فلو آمن بالله وتوكل عليه had he believed in Allah and relied upon him لم يكن له عليه سلطان the shaitan would have no such authority over you كما قال تعالى, as Allah says, إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. He does not have authority over those who believed and they rely upon their Lord. إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. Rather, his authority, the shaitan's authority, is only against those who take him as an ally and those who use him to associate partners with Allah. They actually worship him along with Allah. Subhanallah. Wallahi, these are deep meanings, ya akhwan. Wallahi, these are deep, deep, deep meanings. And it's a... Sheikh Abd Rahman Nasir Saadi, pay attention now. These are very, very a small number of words. Notice that this is not mentioning a lot of stuff. It's very brief, but very profound. He summarized so much knowledge with a select few words. And this is from the qualities of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam utiya jawami'ul kalim. He was given the concision and precision in words. He would say very little words that carry a lot of meanings. And the people of knowledge who are the inheritors of the prophets, they follow their footsteps. How do you know that someone is misguided? When they rant for hours about what they think and what they feel and what this and what that, and they are unable to replicate the methodology of the scholars and bring in information to you. This information gives you clarity. People of academia who don't have beneficial knowledge, they bring about confusion. And only people that don't see believe that they're upon the truth. Hey. فلا تعجل عليهم أي على هؤلاء الكفار المستعجلين بالعذاب. So don't be hasty regarding them, meaning those disbelievers that are hasting, actually they're asking for the punishment quickly. إنما نعد لهم عدا. We are verily just preparing things for them in a manner that is suitable. أي أن لهم أياما معدودة. They will have a numbered days. They will have numbered days. لا يتقدمون عنها ولا يتأخرون. They will not be able to exceed it, nor will they be able to miss out on it. نمهلهم ونحن عنهم ونحلم عنهم مدة ليراجعوا أمر الله. We give them respite. ونحلم عنهم and we show forbearance towards them for a duration of time. Perhaps they will return to the command of Allah. فإذا لم ينجع فيهم ذلك, ينجع meaning benefit. If that doesn't benefit them, أخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. We will take them, we will seize them in the seizure of the mighty capable one. I hope you brothers and sisters are trying to improve your Arabic skills and your Arabic vocabulary by correlating and connecting the words I'm reading with the English equivalents that I'm giving you. One of the objectives of this tafsir is not just that you know that what's intended by the surah and by the ayat, but for you to also start training your mind to understand Arabic / English vocabulary. So when you see the word yanja and lam yanja fihi, and this is a word that the regular Arabs don't use. You will never find an Arab in my experience in life with any kind of local dialect who will use the word yanja. Tamam? So that term is a classical traditional term that is used in religious contexts. And if you become familiar with it, then it's important for you to, it will increase you in knowledge. So yanja meaning it's ineffective. When something is ineffective, yanja fihi, lam yanja is a negation. It did not have effect on him. It did not benefit him. Tamam? Also, akhadnahum, we seize them, we take them. أخذ, the seizure, عزيز مقتدر, this is in the end of Surah Al-Qamar. في مقعد صدق عند عزيز مقتدر. You start, يعني, أو the Hadith Prophet Sallam, that Allah will give respite to the ظالمين until when he takes them, أخذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. He will take them, the seizure of the capable one who is full of might. So if I were you, I would download this PDF, if possible, and I will jot down notes next to the words, write the English equivalent, or write it on a separate document. Find a way to make this a source of learning and knowledge acquisition from you, not merely hearing, which is good, alhamdulillah, zakumullah khair for hearing, but more importantly, engage with it at a higher level so that you could truly reap the benefits. Tamam, and you could come out of this, inshallah, this course, if we can call it a course, with some information, some beneficial knowledge that you can use it for the rest of your life, and you could use it with your family. And inshallah ta'ala, I hope and pray that Allah will accept from me and give me the ajr. I'm trying to also collect my as many good deeds as I can while I'm alive. And that should be our attitude towards these matters. So yeah, take it to the next level and try to write down as much as possible, as opposed to just waiting for the Q&A. A lot of you just like waiting for the Q&A. You maybe attend the lesson for the Q&A. The Q&A, forget about the Q&A. This is where the juice is. Huh? تفضل يا مصعب.
يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
جزاك الله خير. أمي correct the آية. عند في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Not عزيز مقتدر. That was the آية. جزاكم الله خير أمة الله. I conflated the hadith with the ayah. Zakum Allah khair. Thank you for the correction. Naam. Tayyib, where was I? On the day we will gather the righteous to the most merciful as a delegation, and we will drive the criminals to hell in thirst. Allahum musta'an. None will have power of intercession except he who had taken from the most merciful a covenant. The Sheikh says, يخبر تعالى عن تفاوت الفريقين. Allah speaks about the vast difference between the two groups. تفاوت is when you have a discrepancy, a gap between two things. أي ليسوا متساويين. They're not equal. There's a تفاوت. One is above the other. What are these فريقين from فريق? فريق is like a team. What are these two teams or two groups? Al-Muttaqeen, the righteous people on one side. Al-Mujrimeen, the criminals on the other side. Which means, by the way, if you're not a taqi, you're a criminal, FYI. وَأَنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ لَهُ بِاتِّقَاءِ الشِّرْكِ وَالْبِدْعِ وَالْمَعَاصِ. And that those who fear Allah, those who are God conscious of Allah, by staying away from associated partners with Him, and bid'ah, innovations, وَالْمَعَاصِ, and sins, يحشرهم إلى موقف القيامة مكرمين أو مكرمين مبجلين معظمين. Allah عز وجل, probably مكرمين because they didn't put a shadda. Allah will gather them to the location of the day of resurrection, honored and مبجلين, meaning also another synonymous term with مكرمين, meaning they're honored and they're basically they're in a boastful condition. معظمين, they're exalted. So they will come to Yawm al-Qiyamah in the state of honor and exaltation and magnification. They're given that VIP status. وَأَنَّ مَآلُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَصْدُهُمْ الْمَنَّانُ وَفْدًا إِلَيْهِ. And the fact that their end result will be to the most merciful. And their intention all along, they will be that special group or delegation of Allah Azza wa Jal. والوافد لا بد أن يكون في قلبه من الرجاء وحسن الظن بالوافد إليه ما هو معلوم. And whenever you go seek asylum with someone, it is known that you will have in your heart all types of good assumption and all types of hope from the one that you're going to. فالمتقون يفدون إلى الرحمن راجين منه. So the متقون will be like seeking asylum with the most merciful, hoping from him to receive رحمته, his mercy, وعميم إحسانه, and the encompassment of his excellence, والفوز بعطايا, and to attain and win and gain his offerings, في دار رضوانه, in his abode of pleasure. وذلك بسبب ما قدموه من العمل بتقواه واتباع مرضيه. And that's because what they had put forth in terms of deeds by feeding him and following that which was pleasing to him. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَهِدَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِذَلِكَ الثَّوَابِ عَلَى أَلْسِنَةِ رُسُلِهِ. And that Allah Azza wa Jal promised them to give them this reward through the tongues of His messengers. فَتَوَجَّهُوا إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ بِهِ وَاثِقِينَ بِفَضْلِهِ. So they directed themselves towards their Lord in a state of tranquility in regards to Him and trusting His virtue and His promise. وَأَمَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. As for the مُجْرِمُونَ, فَإِنَّهُمْ يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمِ وَرْدًا. They will be dragged. Yusaq is when you're dragged, when you're taken by your, pulled by something. They'll be pulled into Jahannam, عِطَاشًا, meaning they will be in a state of thirst. وَهَذَا أَبْشَعُ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْحَالَاتِ. And this is the worst type of condition you could be in. سوقهم سوقهم على وجه الذل والصغار إلى أعظم سجن وأفظع عقوبة. When you are dragged in a state of humility and belittlement to the greatest and the most abhorrent and the most terrifying type of prison and the greatest type of punishment. وهو جهنم, and that will be جهنم. We seek refuge with Allah from that. في حال ضمئهم ونصبهم, in the state of their thirst and their fatigueness. يستغيثون فلا يغاثون. They will beseech and seek intercession and seek help, but they will not be granted any intercession or help. ويدعون فلا يستجاب لهم. And they will supplicate and invoke, but it will not be replied or responded to them. ويستشفعون فلا يشفع لهم. And they will seek intercession, but it will not be granted to them. ولهذا قال, that's what Allah says, لا يملكون شفاعة, أليست الشفاعة ملكهم ولا لهم منها شيء. Meaning intercession is not theirs, is not their property, and they have nothing to do with it. وإنما هي لله تعالى. Rather, it is strictly for Allah. قل لله الشفاعة جميعا. Say to Allah belongs the intercession completely. وقد أخبر أنه لا تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين. Allah already told us that the intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. لأنهم لم يتخذوا عنده عهدا بالإيمان به وبرسله. Because they did not take with them a covenant of believing in him and his messengers. وإلا, otherwise, فمن اتخذ عنده عهدا. Whoever takes that covenant with Allah. فآمن به وبرسله. So he believed in him and his messengers. واتبعهم, and he followed them. فإنه ممن ارتضاه الله وتحصل له شفاعة. It is among those whom Allah is pleased with and will attain the intercession. كما قال تعالى, ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. They do not intercede, as Allah says, they do not intercede except to those whom he is pleased with. وسمى الله الإيمان به واتباع رسوله عهدا. Allah called the belief in him and the following of his messengers a covenant. لأنه عهد في كتبه, because Allah عز وجل made that covenant in his scriptures. وعلى ألسنة رسله, and upon the tongue of his messengers, بالجزاء الجميل لمن اتبعهم, with this great recompense for those who follow them. So with this, inshallah, we conclude. Oh man, I went to the 1 hour mark. Oh, the ayat tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow's class, inshallah, will be at 8:40 p.m. instead of 10:30 p.m. Mecca time. So we will be doing it 2 hours prior to the original time for reasons that are too complicated to explain. Some of them are work-related, some of them are personal. But tomorrow's class, inshallah, will be at 8:40 p.m. Mecca time as opposed to 10:30 p.m. Mecca time. So for you, that will be 2 hours or 1 hour 50 minutes, 1 hour 50 minutes prior to the usual daily class. In case you're in a different part of the world and you don't want to do all the math and find out what it is in Mecca time, it's 1 hour 50 minutes ahead of the usual daily class time. So with this, we conclude. Let's see what we have in terms of questions. We're not going to take a long time in the question and answer because I do have to fix my car. And that means I have to run out very soon. Regarding Zakat al-Fitr in the UK, if we don't find one in need and we don't trust the organizations to distribute, can we send funds overseas for someone to buy food to distribute on our behalf? Yes. Yalla, yalla, next, we don't have much time. We're going to be short in the Q&A today, guys. Maybe the 5 questions max. Tomorrow and onwards, only tomorrow, inshallah. Good question. Only tomorrow, it will be 8:40. Onwards, inshallah, we should be back on time. Unless something happens on another day and we change again. But this time is only changing for one day, which is tomorrow, inshallah. And then we'll go back to 10:30 p.m. as usual, unless something else happens on other days, which we hope that's not the case, inshallah. There's a da'i whose name is Anwar Al-Awlaki. He died 10 years ago. I know who he is. You shouldn't be listening to Anwar. You shouldn't be listening to Anwar. May Allah forgive him. But he had gone away from the path. He had gone astray at the end of his life. In the beginning, he was a charismatic speaker. Quite good and beneficial, to be honest with you. Then he went on this Khariji tendency and went overboard with fatawa and positions that are pro-terrorism, actually, that entail oppressing fellow human beings and justifying the killing of the innocent. And that's something that we can never approve. That's something we can never say is okay. And therefore, I don't know in which one of his talks he might have inserted some of this ideology. And he was very militant, I would say. So unfortunately, you cannot listen to Anwar Al-Awlaki. We ask Allah to forgive all those who passed away with mistakes. And we're not free from mistakes either. And you know that, but that's at the end of the day, it's a matter of knowledge. Now, about the hour, will it commence after Allah sends the wind that will take away the believers, or will they go through the fitan as the wretched at that time? No, the hour will happen when after the souls of the believers are taken, then the hour will happen upon the evil people on earth. All of these things that Allah promised, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ and الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and all this will happen upon the worst of creation. And then afterwards, everybody, نُفِخَ فِي الصُّور, then it will be blown into the horn once again. Then everybody will be resurrected from the graves, and then Allah musta'an, what will happen on that day. Two more questions. Do you say Ameen after every dua? No, you don't. Also, if it's for yourself, and how about in sujood? No, you don't say Ameen when you're making dua for yourself. You don't say Ameen when you're making dua in sujood. That is not from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Ameen is said when someone else makes dua. When someone else makes dua, then you could say Ameen. But you don't make dua on your own. Yeah, Ustad, I met you when you came to Dubai a few years back for a dawra. You shared your number with me. Is it still the same or you changed it? Ahmed, Habibi, I've never changed my number since I've come to Saudi Arabia in 2007. It's 2021 now. I've had the same phone number that I feel like half of the world has. Like I literally get contacted from people. I almost feel like it's from, you know, Jupiter, other planets. Why do I always want to say that one planet that you can't? That whoever named that planet is a complete fool. How are you going to name a planet? You know what I'm saying. You probably know what I'm saying. But it always wants to come, because once we went to the Philippines to this what was it? A museum. And then the guy was talking about the planets, and he said, this planet is a gaseous planet. I was like, seriously, man? You can't be serious about this stuff. Yeah, it seems like my number is everywhere in the world, but it's the same number. Please don't harass me. Jazakallah khair. Next. Why did you skip my question? Who is this Faisal? Allah yahdik ya Faisal. Hasty. Huh? Tfaddal ya Mawlana Sheikh. Can you, my teacher, I've seen looking for a long time, and can you scroll up to my question? Can you, my teacher, I've been looking for a long time. Wallahi ya Sheikh, I don't know. I cannot be your teacher, Habibi. I cannot be your teacher. I'm teaching right now everybody else. I'm you and everybody else. If you want to consider me to be a teacher, which I don't really like that title. I don't even like the title Ustad. And you want to be a talib, Jazakallah khair. That's as good as it gets. That I give a public lesson and you can be among the attendees and take down notes. I don't have any private students. I'm not a sheikh who's, you know, teaching people traditionally like the mashayikh do. I know my role. I know my limitation. I stick to that. Barakallah feek. Last question. My father doesn't pray and doesn't like talking about Islam. He shuts me down when I try to talk. Am I sinful for not giving da'wah? How long should I try? At what point should I stop giving da'wah? No, you can never stop giving da'wah. However, you need to be wise in how you give da'wah. If talking is being met with severe rejection, then you need to hold off on speaking and try to give them da'wah through your manners, through your dutifulness. The most effective thing to do with the parents when they don't want to hear you is by exemplifying how good of a child you can be to them, how good of a son you can be to them, how good of a daughter you can be to your parents, by being so good, so fulfilling of their rights, so concerned about their well-being, so loving, so caring, that they will appreciate and know that the only Islam is making you behave so well. It's only Islam that's making you behave so well. That's the best way of giving da'wah. Yeah, Faisal Habibi, you're not the only one here, ya Sheikh. Plus, I'm not the one who's managing the questions for you to say, why don't you scroll up and why don't you scroll down? We have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, ya Captain. Give us a break, ya Sheikh. It's okay, Habibi, be patient. Be patient, ya Ustad. I don't know what you asked. I've answered your question. Assalamu alaikum. That's the last question. I thought we were going to stop. How should we make dua before iftar? My father usually makes dua with my whole family raising their hands. Is this a bid'ah? Absolutely, it's a bid'ah. It's a bid'ah to make dua in a congregation before the iftar, because Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. Prophet ﷺ did not do it. So you make dua on your own. And after you break your fast, you say, ذهب الظبا وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. And you move about with your business, inshallah ta'ala. طيب, جزاكم الله خير. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget tomorrow's class is at 8:40 p.m. Mecca time, which is an hour and 50 minutes, inshallah, before the usual time, as an exception to the general rule. See you then. Stay tuned, and please subscribe to the channel. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to the channel. I rarely ever say this, but yalla, let me just join the crowd. Share this with your family. Share them with the friends. Maybe they will like what they hear. Maybe they will benefit from it, and maybe they will spread the khair elsewhere. And maybe, inshallah, the da'wah will progress and Allah will put blessings in it. So that's all we ask. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.